Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to today's Blog Talk Radio show. We have our special guest today, Amy Rose. How are you doing, Amy?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. Is it snowing up there?
It's not snowing right now, but word on the street is that we're going to get some tonight.
Uh-oh, watch out. So how'd you get started in music and everything like that? I mean, what was your interest when you were younger?
It's always been about music. I think I was five when I really, really took charge of it. I went up to my parents and I said, you know, I want to be a singer. You know, most parents dream of their kids saying, oh, I want to be a doctor or a lawyer or a teacher. Not with me. It was, you know, clearly I want to be a singer. I want to be an entertainer. I want to step foot on every stage out there possible. I was five when I entered my first karaoke competition, and from there I probably entered a dozen more, if not 50 or 60 more, right? So it's definitely been a passion of mine since I was young.
So where do you get your music from? Do you write your own songs or have somebody co-writing with you, or how does that work?
You know what? I do a lot of writing, more so lately than in the past. I got to co-wrote Party Like a Redneck, Redneck Reunion, which is one of my releases with two fantastic, amazing songwriters and two of my producers, Marty Beecroft and Glenn Colson. But other writers out there. I just wrote a song with a great girl by the name of Christina. She's fantastic. We wrote a really kick-butt song called Cowboy Romeo, and I'm really excited, to release that one.
Okay, so... how many songs do you think you've written all together? Are you keeping up with it that many, or how do you know?
You know what? I probably wrote, I would say maybe over 50 or 60 songs, throughout the years. But, you know, whether some of them, you know, they were more like poems. I don't think they were really songs good enough to put on an album. It's been really lately that I've been trying to focus more on songwriting. And I think that, you know, Glenn and Marty have brought that out in me. So,
okay, up in Canada, I mean, is there a very big country music scene up there?
Yeah, we have our places up here, but really I think, you know, there's a lot of great Canadian talent out there, and it's so hard to make it up in Canada where, you know, it's sad to say, but a lot of Canadians have to go to the U.S. or the U.K. to make it. So, you know, it's not that there isn't a lot of great, you know, Canadian country places to make it up here. It's just there's a lot of great Canadian country talent.
Well, it's kind of like there's not big enough places for people to play or getting it well established. Is that it?
Yeah. It's almost like you've got to have the BDS numbers to get played, but, you know, how do you get played without the BDS numbers, right? So, you know, it's definitely an industry that's very hard to make it in, and, you know, it's who you know, and, you know, whether that person can get you to the next stage or, you know, get you through that door that you need to go through, or, you know, hopefully you're in the right place at the right time with the right person there, you know, helping you or guiding you.
So you record your songs in Canada or the U.S.? Where are they mostly recorded at?
No, with this album, we went to Nashville and we recorded it out of Sony Train Studios with some amazing musicians, engineers. It was such a great experience to work with these people that I've worked with. And, you know, I'm just so fortunate to have these people in my life that I get to experience these life goals, should I say.
Okay, have you got any plans of moving to Nashville in the future, or what are you thinking about doing?
It's definitely in our cards. I've sat down with my husband and we've kind of said, you know, if this should happen, you know, where do we see it, you know, taking us, and would we pick up our family and leave? And, you know, I think the answer always comes back to, you know, it is my passion and it's something that I've always wanted to do. So, yeah, you know, if it ever came to the point where we had an opportunity to pick up and move to Nashville, we would definitely do it.
Okay, are you familiar with some of the internet radio that's out there now that gives new artists more opportunities to get airplayed?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Like, it's because of all of these stations that, you know, Redneck Reunion and I Just Want You to Know has been doing so great because, you know, these stations that give Canadian, and not just Canadian, but give new artists that opportunity to shine. And, you know, we're so thankful for these stations.
Okay, are you familiar with the Live 365 network?
I've heard of them. Yeah, I think so.
Okay, I've got another station. I'm on the Live 365 network. I'll put your songs over there, too, so you'll be in a constant rotation.
Oh, perfect. Awesome. Thank you.
I'll give you a little bit more exposure there. You know, it's in like a 24-hour playlist right there right now, so it'll be spinning a couple times a day, you know.
Wonderful. That's what I like to hear. Great. Thank you so much.
Oh, okay. Yeah. This first song I'm looking at, I just want you to know, how did that one come about and who worked with you on that one?
I just want you to know, and it's a funny story. Not a lot of people know this, but I just want you to know it's actually a song that was recorded previously from the Backstreet Boys, and it was put on one of their albums as a filler song. And a friend of mine is a huge Backstreet Boys fan, and she had come up to me after hearing this song, and she said, you know, Amy, I think it's a really good song, and I could totally put you doing into country. And at that point, I fell in love with it after listening to it. It's such an amazing song, but I've always had that in the back of my head, you know, can I do this song justice? Because the Backstreet Boys are amazing. They're amazing singers. Their harmonies are just A1, right? So, you know, taking a song and trying to make it my own, you know, I was like, can I even come close to the way that they did it? And I brought it to my producers, and I showed them, and they said, you know, it's a really great song. Let's get it. And long and behold, we went to Nashville, and we cut the song, and it's doing great. And I'm just so ecstatic about it.
Okay, let's play it down then. I just want you to know, Amy Rose, here we go.
Your finger, always on my mind.
I just want you to know, Amy Rose, I was wondering how long can you hold the note there? You seem like you're really going on that one part.
Oh, gosh. I used to do opera, so I can go forever.
That was amazing there on that last part. That one note you held, I counted like 15 seconds, I think. What's your record? Have you ever timed yourself how long you can hold a note?
I don't think I ever have timed myself, but now that you got me thinking, I might have to do that tonight.
Oh, yeah. Before we get too far along, have you got a website and everything that people can go to so they can hear your music and find out more about you?
Oh, yeah. No, you can check out www.amyrosemusic.com. There you'll find my links to my Facebook page, my MySpace, my Reverbation, my Twitter. Everything that you want to know about me is on that page.
Oh, okay. You got any tour dates or anything lined up in the future?
Yeah, we're working on some stuff for 2013. We just got back from Nashville about 2-3 weeks ago, so we're kind of taking it easy for the rest of the year, you know, spending some Christmas holiday cheer time with the family. But definitely for 2013, we've got a lot in the works.
Okay, you've got you're going to be going out on tour with like an opening act maybe or something, or what are you figuring on?
Well, we're leaving in February for our Northwest Radio Tour, so that's going to keep us pretty busy there. And we're working on some shows up in my hometown of Midland, Ontario, so quite excited about that. It's great to get back home and actually, you know, sing for people where it started.
Okay, now, as far as your family, what do they think about all your music and everything? Are they pretty happy with you?
Yeah, my parents are ecstatic about it. You know, like I said, this is something that I've wanted to do since I was a little girl. And, you know, it's not just me investing time into this. You know, my parents invested a lot of time into this as well, you know, taking me from place to place to place to competition, as well as when I was younger, it was back and forth to Nashville a lot of times, right? So, you know, my parents have invested a lot into this as well as myself. So they're just happy to see me go through with it.
And I guess your husband's really behind you right now, too.
Oh, gosh. He's like my best friend when it comes to this stuff, right? He's you know, from the moment that we started dating and then, you know, and then we ended up getting married, he knew that this was something that I wanted to be in. It was a lifetime career that I wanted to do. So, you know, he's been behind me 100%. And my kids, I've got three amazing daughters, you know, which one of them I think might kind of follow in my footsteps because she reminds me a lot of how I was at that age, and you know, they're just ecstatic about it, and actually you can see all three of them in the music video for Party Like a Redneck Reunion.
Okay, when you go out like to Nashville or something, do you take your family with you, or do they stay there in Canada?
No, it's kind of, you know, with school and stuff, it's kind of hard to take them along with me. When we went to Nashville there a few weeks back, they stayed behind. And you know, I have great parents. So, you know, my parents, you know, move their stuff in here for the week or two or however long we're gone for. They just kind of stay here and watch the kids and make sure, you know, everything's fine, get them off to school. And you know, and we call my kids every night and we just say, you know, we miss you and, you know, we can't wait to be home. But they understand. They know that it's the nature of the business, right? And they're just happy to see their mom go out and do what I love to do.
When they hear you on the radio, do they get excited? Do they jump up and down and holler you on the radio?
Oh, gosh, yeah. You know what? It's funny because, you know, when the song Redneck Reunion came out and it was playing all over internationally and, you know, my oldest daughter, Dana, would kind of listen in on interviews. And finally, she came to the point where she had come up to me one day after school because her friends, you know, started seeing Party Like Redneck on CMT because she, you know, told them my mom's a singer and you know, it got picked up by CMT. And, you know, so she was quite excited to be in the video, right? So she'd come home from school one day and she had said, "Mom, do you think it might be time that I might need a bodyguard?" And I'm like, "What? Like, what are you talking about, Dina?" And she's like, "Well, you know, sooner or later, the paparazzi are going to want to see what your kids look like, right?" And I'm like, "Oh, my God, Dana, if it comes to that point, you know, we'll talk about it. But for now, I think you're safe. I don't think anybody's going to be taking pictures of you."
She's got it all figured out ahead of you, I guess.
Oh, gosh. Kids see the darnest things.
Yeah. And that song, That Party Like a Redneck, now, you said you had that on CMT, and was it on, like, international chart? Did it chart internationally and like that on independent records charts?
It did. Well, I made a few of the charts, and we were fortunate enough to make, and it was top 25 most watched video on Y'all. So that was quite exciting for me. It was my first chart with that, as well as it was played on rotation on CMT, which is the Canadian version of CMT, right? And it got a lot of airplay there, which was great. And it became to the point where at the beginning, right, because you're as a singer, you're just so excited that your music's being played, and then you didn't have a video picked up by CMT. It was just so overwhelming, right? So at points I would like tape CMT all day long, and I would TiVo it later on and go, oh my God, it played this many times. Oh my God, my life is so crazy. And you know, it's just, I don't even know if that novelty will ever wear off. I'm just so happy that, you know, people are listening to my music and they enjoy it. And I love to hear feedback from anybody, you know, drop me a line and just tell me what you think of the song and, you know, how it's turned your life or how it's made it funny or, you know, just anything. I love hearing feedback.
Yeah. I think when artists lose interest in what their fans think, they kind of, it's kind of like getting to the end of their career there, I think. If they lose contact or care about what people, you know, think, or they don't get excited about what they're doing, then maybe they're not doing what they should be doing, you know.
Yeah, and you know what? If it ever becomes to that point where it's a job for me, then, you know, that's the day that I throw in the towel and give it up. It's a passion, right? And it's a huge passion of mine. And, you know, I love to hear, you know, people's thoughts, and I write songs about things that matter, you know what I mean? Like things that have happened in my life or, you know, things that have upset me or made me happy or, you know, things that made me cry or smile. You know, it's a life experience, and I'm just, again, I can't stress enough how many times I say this, but I'm just so happy, you know, with the way that things are turning out, and I've been fortunate enough to have amazing people along the line that I've got to meet, including my manager, Michael Stover, that is, may I add, kick butt. He's amazing, love him to death, just all-around incredible guy.
Oh, yeah, I know. I've done, I think three or four interviews with his artists, and they've all been very good, you know, artists, and he likes to help people out. I know that much.
Oh, I can't stress enough how fantastic he is.
Oh, okay. Now, this Party Like a Redneck, I want to play it. And now, did you co-write this with somebody? You said you co-wrote songs.
I did. Party Like a Redneck, I got to co-write with my producers, Marty Beecroft and Glenn Colson. And it's the song is just, it's written about my redneck family. I come from you know, people think I'm redneck, but clearly I'm not. I'm a redneck princess, right? But, you know, my family, like we're just, you know, good old country people that like to get down and have fun and party and hoot and holler. And that's exactly what this song, you know, was written about.
Okay, let's play it now. Party Like a Redneck. Here we go.
Go in July.
Redneck, Amy Rose. I was wondering who the fiddler was on that song. He sounded pretty good.
The fiddler, I believe, was Michael, his name was. There's so many of them in the studio that day. Michael has played on albums for Shania Twain. I believe he's done albums for Keith Urban. He's an incredible fiddle player.
Yeah, he's kind of reminded me of Charlie Daniels there in that little bit. You know,
he's absolutely incredible.
Is there anybody out there that you want to send out like a special thanks for helping you out where you've got to and where you're going?
We could be here forever. I want to thank my mom, my dad. I want to thank my husband, my children, my family, my friends, the fans. Oh, gosh, the fans. I can't stress enough how thankful I am to you guys. Michael, to every radio station out there that has given me an opportunity or a chance, to do what I clearly love to do, and that's to sing. You, thank you so much for having me on your show. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I had a little problem last week. Had to cancel. Sorry about that. But I had a little.
Oh gosh, it's all right. Things happen, right? It's life.
Well, I guess you had a big holiday up there in Canada. You really get the white Christmas and all that, right?
We do, and I'm looking so forward to Christmas this year.
Is this going to be like an extra special Christmas because of the music success you've had in the last year?
It is. It's been a really busy year, and, you know, I haven't had the opportunity to spend as much time with my family as what I'd love to. So, you know, for the next 2 weeks, we're going to take it on easy up here, and we're just going to celebrate and have a great Christmas together as a family.
Now, when you get those downtimes, do you ever get, like, I don't know how to explain it, like maybe anxious to get back to work? You know, you feel like maybe you got some new idea or something you want to get started with, you know?
I have my moments. I have my moments where I'm like, you know, well, I can't do this anymore. I got to get up. I got to go. I got to get going. I got to do this. I got to do that. But, you know, also at the same time, it's Christmas. And, you know, Christmas is about caring and sharing and, you know, sharing with your family is, you know, it's one of my most important things. And, you know, family time, I value it. So, you know, I'm like I said, I'm just going to take it easy for the next week or two and, you know, just enjoy the next, you know, 2 weeks of December.
Okay, well, it's been nice having you on the show today, and I really appreciate your music and everything you're doing.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Okay, well, I guess that's it, unless you want to give your website out again, just for make sure everybody got it.
Sure, yeah. Now, if you didn't catch it the first time, you can catch me at www.amyrosemusic.com, and there you will find all my links to my MySpace, my Reverb Nation, my Twitter, my Facebook. Everything that you need to know about me is on that page.
Okay, well, it's been nice having you, and I hope you have a great holiday season with your family and everybody, and have much success in the new year.
Thank you so much. See you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.